Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. Happy Friday. It's June 12th. I'm Sarith Hawk. The U.S. men's national soccer team plays its first World Cup match tonight against Paraguay, and a Fresno native is on the team.
I mean, it all started in Fresno, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people there who believed in me, who worked with me in my, you know, individual training.
We speak with U.S. soccer player Max Arvston about being part of this year's FIFA World Cup. But first, these headlines. The FIFA World Cup kicked off on Thursday with the opening match between Mexico and South Africa. Mexico won 2-0. Ariel Ceja from Fresno joined soccer fans for the kickoff. At a restaurant watch party, he says soccer is more than just a sport.
Soccer's life. Soccer's my first love. Soccer's made me feel emotions that I probably thought I never felt.
His friend Carlos Gonzalez says soccer carries a universal bond.
Obviously, the World Cup, you know, everyone from around the world, I think it just brings everybody together, man. It's a beautiful sport.
The World Cup will be held in three countries, Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and will end on July 19th. The Avenal City Council convened Thursday night for its regularly scheduled meeting, defying the results of a recall election certified last week. The Kings County DA issued a cease and desist letter that barred four recalled council members from acting with any legal authority over city matters. Avenal Assistant City Manager Carla Curiel says the county doesn't have jurisdiction over the city.
We're just letting the process go. It's a civil matter, and we continue to believe that the election was unlawful, and we hope that a court can resolve it.
The attorney for the city of Avenal has called into question the legality of the election and stated it remains in the public's interest for city officials to continue conducting city business. The state deputy district attorney has been made aware of the matter. KVPR will continue to monitor developments in the legal fight. Two of California's largest courts are testing an AI tool that can do a lot of the same work as a legal assistant. Right now, judges are mainly using this AI clerk for civil cases. But documents obtained by our partner CalMatters show in the future it could be used in criminal cases where the stakes are much higher. Reporter Kayla Mihalovich has more.
Superior courts in Los Angeles and Riverside counties are testing an AI tool called Learned Hand that can draft court orders and produce research memos. Shlomo Clapper, the founder of the company, says the tool will help understaffed courts cut down on big case backlogs. But the contract between LA County's Superior Court and Learned Hand also includes a roadmap to test the tool's use in criminal cases. And emails between the company and Riverside County raise similar possibilities.
I don't want to take the chance, particularly in a criminal case, that AI happens to get it wrong.
That's Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hockman. Officials from LA County courts said decisions about using AI in criminal cases are months or years away. And Riverside court officials said they're only, quote, kicking the tires on the product.
That was Kayla Mihalovich reporting for CalMatters. Two California salamanders are closer to being protected as an endangered species. The Kern Canyon and California slender salamanders will be listed under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will have to finalize their protections by December this year. Both salamander species live in the southern Sierra Nevada and Kern River region. They're believed to exist in just 21 total sites in California, threatened by climate change, wildfires, and human construction. Endangered species advocates say these amphibians help to balance ecosystems.
Public radio is now 100% community supported. Federal funding is gone and isn't likely to come back. That means you have the opportunity to help keep KVPR's trusted and informative coverage on the air. Do your part today and become a new monthly member. We're all in this together. Join the movement and help sustain public radio's service. Donate at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. Every 4 years, FIFA travels to different parts of the globe to host the biggest soccer tournament in the world, the World Cup. This year, the games are taking place in North America, across 16 different cities in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The U.S. men's national team will have 26 players from across the country, including one who knows the Central Valley well, Max Arfston. Max was born and raised in Fresno and graduated from San Joaquin Memorial High School in 2019. He played college soccer at UC Davis and was eventually drafted by Major League Soccer team Columbus Crew in 2023. Now, Max will be doing what many soccer players dream of, making their World Cup debut on their home turf. To hear more about how Max is feeling about this opportunity, Central Valley Daily producer Jonathan Linden spoke with Max last week. At the time, Max was practicing with the team at their training facility in Atlanta.
So Max, you'll be on the U.S. men's national team for the World Cup. Your first game is on June 12th against Paraguay at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Just what exactly are you feeling right now, especially getting to play your first ever World Cup match just hours from your hometown?
Yeah, I'm feeling very excited, to be honest with you. You know, when I initially found out that I was on the squad, it was more of the excited and, you know, dream come true moment for sure. But I would say now that I'm, you know, in camp, we just had a friendly, around all the guys, around the coaching staff, training every single day, I would say it's shifted to more of like, I just feel very ready and motivated to play in these games now. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm just trying to do what I can individually to, you know, give myself the best chance to contribute as much as I can for the U.S.
Yeah, you just mentioned a little bit about your training. I'm curious about what kind of preparation goes into, you know, preparing to play at the World Cup, because on top of playing for the national team, your main gig is playing as a midfielder for the MLS team Columbus Crew. I can imagine that there's a lot that you're having to balance.
Yeah, so the way it kind of works is I play for the Columbus Crew basically the majority of the year, but there's these little breaks, international breaks, where I aim to play for the USA. And so, yeah, I guess like how it works is because we don't have that much time together with, you know, the national team, because everyone's with their club the majority of the time, they try to really pack a lot of information in a short period of time so that we really understand how we want to play, because it's always different from, you know, your club team. There's like different coaches, different philosophies and everything. So you just got to be focused and really just show that you're up for the task and have that right mentality.
How many weeks are you all really able to play with each other then? It sounds like it's a very limited amount of time that you're getting to prep one-on-one with your entire team.
Yeah, so every camp is a bit different, but for the World Cup, it kind of just depends on how far you go. So we've been together for about a week and a half now, and then by the time the first group stage game arrives, it would have been, I think, 2 weeks. So yeah, but we're very, I would say, even though it's a short period of time, there's been a lot of camps leading up to this point. So for the most part, a lot of us players are familiar with one another and with the coaching staff as well.
Okay, very nice. And so I want to get to know a little bit more about you personally. You've been quoted in the past as saying, "Fresno built me." Can you talk a little bit about that? How has your upbringing in Fresno been influential in getting to where you are right now in your soccer career?
I said that because for me, coming from Fresno gives me a really big chip on my shoulder whenever I'm in these sort of environments, so to speak. Just because I've always felt like the Central Valley in general is very overlooked in terms of talent with athletics and just exposure, I would say. I feel like in California, it's just LA and the Bay Area where people give all the attention to. And to be honest, I'm wanting to use my platform where I'm at now to shed light on, you know, where I came from. And I do feel like I said, there's overlooked talent in the Valley. So So that's why I say Fresno built me, because I feel like it's kind of contributed to my mentality that has definitely helped me get here.
And can you share a little bit more about what your journey was like to get to where you are now? I know you went to high school in Fresno and you were a walk-on for the UC Davis men's soccer team.
Yeah, so I grew up, you know, born and raised in Fresno. I played for a club team, California Odyssey, basically my whole, you know, childhood into my teenage years. And that's really all I had, as I've stated before. And so my only tangible goal was to try and play Division One. Like, that was the only thing within my reach. And UC Davis was like the first school that was interested in me. So I kind of jumped on the first interested school, so to speak. And other schools came later, but I had already given them my word and I just had a good feeling about going there. I wanted to stay in California, not too far from home. And then I went to UC Davis for 2 seasons. I had a breakout year the last year I was there and ended up signing with San Jose Earthquakes second team. So it's like the level right before you get to the MLS sort of. And, you know, from there, then I got drafted to Columbus Crew because San Jose didn't sign me. And then I won MLS Cup with Columbus Crew my first year in 2023. I really broke into the team 2024 and had a good 2025. And now we're really here. So last year was also my first involvement with the U.S. men's national team as well, and I was involved in a lot of the camps last year, and that's kind of carried over into this year. So that's a really short summary of my journey, but I mean, it all started in Fresno, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people there who believed in me, who worked with me in my, you know, individual training, and really just instilled belief in me that I feel like has, you know, cultivated my mentality to this point.
And with the U.S. national team during the World Cup, you'll be playing as a defender for the team. There might be a good chunk of our listeners who might not be super familiar with soccer. So what does your role as a defender entail? What are some of your main goals when you're on the field? How do you support your teammates?
Yeah, with the U.S., I mainly play as a left back, which my main role, I would say, is to I'm personally like a hybrid player. Like, I obviously defend with the back four and try to stop the other team from scoring, but I also like to go forward a lot, which is primarily my role with Columbus Crew. Is I play a similar position for Columbus Crew, but they really, really want me to go forward and, you know, provide crosses, provide service, try to get assists, try to create chances from, you know, that left side. And with the national team, they want me to do the same, but I feel like I have a bit more of a defensive responsibility here just because there's a lot more at stake, obviously. Positionally speaking, it's you get punished more if I'm out of position. So yeah, that's my role with the national team and I'm embracing it. And, you know, I feel like I've found like a good balance with attacking and defending since I started playing with the U.S.
Very cool. And with the group rounds, you'll be playing Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. Hopefully you all will make it past that and get to play some other teams as well. Is there any particular teams that you're looking forward to playing against the most?
To be honest, The one team that I like playing against is Mexico, just because it's a big rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
I played against Mexico in the Gold Cup final last year, and we lost. So I'm hoping to, it would be nice to play them again in the World Cup and then hopefully the result goes the other way. But for me, that's just always a fun game because of the, you know, the rivalry, of course.
And before I let you go, Max, outside of getting to play in games, is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to most during the World Cup?
For me personally, I'm looking forward to being back in California. I play, you know, in the Eastern Conference in MLS. I live in Columbus, Ohio, the majority of the year. So for me to have some time in Orange County, LA, it's going to be amazing. The weather's going to be great. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most, is just to be in some nice weather.
Well, Max Arfstin, Fresno native and defender with the U.S. men's national team, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Central Valley Daily producer Jonathan Linden speaking with Max Arfstin. The U.S. men's national soccer team will face off against Paraguay tonight at 6 p.m. The team will take on Australia on June 19th and Turkey on June 25th. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.